Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody.
There it is.
Happy Tuesday. I'm in a good mood. I'm in a very good mood.
Is it because the Sabres played last night?
It is. How did you know?
Hey, man, I watched 2.5 periods of that hockey game while Ravens and Lions was going on. Does that make me the problem?
No, it's good. It makes you better than me. I watched one of those games and kept track on the Sabres on my phone. It's the most I could do.
Well, the psychopath that actually watched most of a Sabres preseason game is Derek Kramer. Across from me is Zach Jones. Welcome back into the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And yeah, you're giddy today. And I know it's not because the Sabres played preseason hockey last night. But Monday night did yield a good result for Bills fans.
It was, you know, not only that, it was a great game. A lot of fun to watch that really made up for how bad Sunday night was with Chiefs and Giants. And it just, yeah, I mean, it is set up. The early part of the season, you know, the first month or so of the season, has really set up perfectly for the Bills. You still have teams like the Colts and the Chargers who are 3-0, and to be fair, maybe looking less at the Colts, but more at the Chargers. They might be a real problem, especially with Harbaugh and how they've really been able to figure out life without Rashawn Slater this year, which is surprising. Him being an all-pro tackle, you would think that'd be a little bit more of a struggle. To them, it hasn't been at all. But to see both Baltimore and Kansas City struggle mightily to start the year, and for that week one loss for Baltimore that maybe honestly should have just been a blip on the radar. They're just going to move on. You had that game. It is what it is. You lost on the road, moving on. Instead, now week one has become so important for the triumvirate of the AFC, with, you know, Kansas City having a tough start to this year with Worthy getting hurt, losing to the Chargers, Rashee Rice, of course, being suspended. Then you go over to Baltimore, they lose that game. Now they lose last night. Their defense continues to look really bad. And now those two get to play each other. And it's just so exciting. And I think I saw today, I think it was Albert Breer said it, that he's like, you know, we knew these two teams would meet up, but them both being 1-2 has somehow made this game more important than if they were 3-0. And I think that's true, that if they were both 3-0, well, of course, it's Ravens, Chiefs, you know, they'll be back in January.
Right.
The loser on Sunday at 4:25, around 7:30, when we, like, definitively know the end of that game.
By the time 8 o'clock on Sunday night.
It will be tough to confidently say a team that's 1-3, oh, they'll be back in January.
I will
you
say...
You can stay. You can say it, but it'll be a little bit tougher.
It'll be a little bit tougher, but 1-3 doesn't look so daunting, say, if the rest of your division is 2-2. Which can conceivably happen. And I'm more pointing at the Ravens here.
Yes.
The Bengals are this. And you know what? Let's actually just put the question out there. 803-0550 is the number to call. Who is the team that you'd want to dip to 1-3? Who's the team that you are less afraid of as we're rounding into the first month of the season closing out soon? While the Bills are sitting pretty at 3-0, the rest of the AFC, when it comes to its division leaders, are not who you'd suspect. And that's what we're going to go into today. And I'm more looking at the AFC North. Again, I see a group that is not really inspiring much confidence. And if the Ravens fall to 1-3, I have zero doubts they will still win the division. I mean, Cincinnati faces Denver. Cleveland's got Detroit. Have fun with that. Pittsburgh's got Minnesota, who's apparently a buzzsaw.
Yeah, they just don't need J.J. McCarthy. If it's Sam Darnold or Carson Wentz, they're going to be incredible.
If it's a veteran
redheaded
journeyman,
quarterback.
If it's a veteran redheaded journeyman, this is oddly specific. The Vikings are great. Andy Dalton, you're next. But the main point of it being, I could see the entire AFC North losing next week. Which then leaves Baltimore one game out of first place again.
Right, and all of a sudden, nothing's changed. Of course, the Burrow injury will loom large over the rest of the AFC, but especially the AFC North. Them falling to 1-3, it kind of won't change how I feel about them winning the division. The same cannot be said for the Chiefs.
And that is where I say I'm okay with the Chiefs getting to 2-2. You want to know why? The Chargers face the Giants. I know, it's the NFL. We can't assume one thing or the other. Cleveland beat Green Bay, yada, 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 in the fourth. I have zero doubts about the Bills and the Chargers in week four staying unbeaten. Zero doubts about it. And that's where I go ahead and say, Kansas City, go to 2-2. You're not winning your division. Not this time. Do I unleash the unpopular take 10 minutes into the show?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Not even 10 minutes into the show, really. Yeah, I kind of want the Bills to be the one to put the sword in them once and for all again. I'm back. I'm back at it.
Yeah.
I want the Bills to be the one to put the Chiefs down.
No, and I can't.
But they
get
have
that.
A problem with them in the playoffs. Past results do not guarantee future outcomes. And I'm going to say it again there. But there's this petulance to me. This pettiness, I would even like. I want the Bills to be the one. Roose Bolton stabbing Robb Stark.
I mean, I get that.
The Lannisters send their regards. Let the Bills be the one to take them down. And it's mostly just a selfish pettiness of mine. The Ravens? I've seen enough of the Ravens against the Bills. I'm not super confident, for example, that they'll win. Again, past results do not guarantee future outcomes. As a matter of fact, I'd be more weary of, okay, you handle them in the playoffs all the time. Someday the other shoe's going to fall. Right? And I'm there with Kansas City still of one day the other shoe will drop. One day. The Bills looking as strong as they have against Kansas City. I do want the Bills to be the one to put them down. There is unfortunately one problem with my desires on this. Kansas City's defense is still really good.
I don't know if it's really good. I think it's a fine unit, but they do look older. Chris Jones is still very good. I think more who I'm worried about with that come the end of the year is Spagnuolo. You kind of assume he's going to figure it out, get them in the right spots, and then they'll be good. I look at the Chiefs more. It's a fine unit. It's not a bad unit. It's a fine unit. I get worried with the Chiefs of, they look bad now, but what happens when they do get Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy back? Does that actually fix all of their problems? Maybe it doesn't. There's a good chance it doesn't. That ultimately it's like, no, it's a systematic problem. They're just, the offensive line still isn't very good, what have you. So that's where, for me with the Chiefs, I kind of, I'm up and down of like who I actually do want to win this. I mean, it's Tuesday. We've got some time here.
We got a lot of time to change our minds.
But I'm up and down of who I actually want to win this game. Because for the Chiefs, they lose this game, go to 1-3. I'm not with you. I think if they're 2-2, they're still very much alive in the division. The Chargers could absolutely fall apart. I mean, we've also seen the Bills have very strong starts. Allen has, you know, the MVP in the bag, and then the season kind of gets away from them a little bit. They're still fine, but season gets a little bit of away from them, and they don't have to deal with Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid in the division. So the same could happen for the Chargers. At 1-3, I find it far more unlikely.
Yeah, especially because the Chargers do play the Giants, and a 3-game lead on the division 1 month into it gives the Chargers a lot of cushion that,
right.
Granted, a team only like them would relent, but it's a lot harder to. I'm seeing a different Chargers identity right now than I've seen in years past. They're actually throwing the football with Greg Roman as the OC. Herbert chucked the ball 47 times.
Yeah, it wasn't a one-game anomaly because you're playing Patrick Mahomes and it's week one. That's sort of their identity now. Ladd McConkey is their third option at receiver. He looked like he was going to be a future perennial Pro Bowler. I mean, Quentin Johnston looks like a real serious receiver. They have been very, very impressive. And really, I think maybe that's my biggest thing, my biggest takeaway from what will be next Sunday, almost definitely, will be whoever loses between Baltimore and Kansas City won't go away entirely in my mind.
Correct. They'll still probably be playoff teams, both of them.
But they'll probably be replaced by the Chargers of like, okay, we need to start talking about them, worrying about them. What's their defensive numbers? What's their offensive numbers? Like, who are their big guys? You know, are they picking up any injuries? Who's next on their schedule? For right now, the Chargers are more like, you know, this plucky, you know, young, fun team. They're interesting. Ooh, they're taking down the Chiefs. Like, we still kind of like them. I would imagine by the Bills' bye week, which is not that far off, the tone will change with them. But it is curious to see. And really, it's been a triumvirate. It has been those three, Bills, Baltimore, Kansas City, for years now, at least five, of just those are your three best. Even if someone else like Tennessee's the one seed, they don't match up with them. They're not part of that trio. And don't worry about it. And now, next Monday, or as I mentioned, 7:30 on Sunday, one of those, unless it's a tie, I don't want someone to call me out on it. I know, but it's unlikely. One of those teams will probably be 1-3, and really having to struggle along the rest of the year. I mean, for the Chiefs, especially if they fall to 1-3, you better hope Rice and Worthy fix your offense, because if not, you can't. We're already seeing it now. The one score games are not going the way they did last year for them. They are dropping some of them.
Mm-hmm.
They are having a much more difficult time getting it done. And you're already seeing some of the tempers flaring and what have you. We've also seen this kind of before the Chiefs sort of ascended, because they've lost Super Bowls and been just fine the year following. But that used to be a thing for about a 10-year, 15-year period where the team that lost the Super Bowl really struggled the following year. The Super Bowl hangover. Maybe it finally caught up to the Chiefs. I was talking with some fans, you know, Sunday night talking about it. And, you know, the cup tax was sort of brought up of how you go to 2-3 straight finals. I mean, it's amazing. And you maybe even won 2 or 3 cups. But you also played a ton more hockey than everybody else. And now it starts to wear and tear in your body. That can absolutely and probably is very true for the Chiefs of, yeah, the AFC Championship has essentially been the Arrowhead Invitational for 7 years. And you've played far more extra football compared to your compatriots, who are now maybe getting younger. The Bills, they're in their second year of this quote-unquote retool. You know, Baltimore's got some young guys as well. The Chargers you're seeing coming up, they're maybe more better equipped to take you on now than in years past.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And the way I'm framing my argument as of right now also is designed with the one seed in mind. It would turn into a monkey's paw-ish one seed, potentially. The Bills getting a one seed and the Chiefs are suddenly the 5, 6, or 7. And the next thing you know, Buffalo's playing them to open the playoff structure again. And it's like, you can't escape this. This is fate. This is destiny. You have to face
them. You have to get through
them. You have to beat them to get through. Which would be annoying as all hell. But I also have it on the designs of, this is the thing that the Bills haven't done in the regular season. So me saying, put the Ravens at 1-3, has more to do with my respect overall for the Ravens and their offense and a lack of respect for the AFC North. What this is also respect for the Chargers. I'm not as worried about Kansas City catching them as in years past. You cleanly have a 2-game lead on them if things go chalk. Which would be, like, if Kansas City does manage to beat Baltimore, as long as you take care of the Giants, the Chargers are 4-0 and have a clean 2-game lead with the advantage of they already are 3-0 in their division. The primary tiebreaker is theirs. The Chargers have far more of a capability of slamming the door on the Chiefs, even with the Chiefs win over Baltimore. The AFC North does not. Are you telling me that the current leader, I need to go ahead and trust in Jake Browning to slam the door on the Ravens here? Not a chance.
No, the last two games have kind of told you whatever magic fairy dust he had 2 years ago where he looked like a top five backup quarterback, it seems to have completely vanished.
What, he doesn't play all of any sort of football last year and he turns into...
I mean, a bad backup quarterback. I mean, that's he's a bad backup quarterback now.
Turns into a pumpkin at midnight all of a sudden because he didn't play any games last year?
Yeah, maybe.
But it is a total lack of respect for the AFC North. Oh, what about the Steelers? What about them? They tried losing to the Jets and Patriots. And only failed to lose to the Jets and Patriots because they are indeed the Jets and the Patriots. A Bills team whose defense we have plenty of questions about.
Oh, yeah.
The Jets scored 32 on Pittsburgh. Then, of course, the Patriots just go ahead and bizarro world it. Here's the football 5 times, Steelers. Nah, we still don't feel like winning.
Watching some of that, real quick on that, watching some of the Patriots-Steelers game, it was embarrassing for the Patriots, especially because two of those turnovers come in effectively the goal line. You have the May pick, and then you also have one of Ramondre Stevenson's fumbles. The Patriots were in a position to maybe run away with that game and could not do it. If any, they couldn't do anything positive.
Right. But then you look at the other side, though. The Steelers, up until turnover number 5, you had 7 points on 4 turnovers. That's embarrassingly bad. And I'm supposed to believe that Aaron Rodgers is a true threat here? No, in two of the three games, he's looked shaky as heck. The saving grace, the Jets game. And the Jets have shown, we're kind of going to roll over on anyone that has offense.
Yeah.
They
were punchy this week, but it did take one of what felt like 15,000 block kicks to really get them back into it. Tampa kind of controlled that game the whole time. Taylor really wasn't able to get going until like the fourth quarter. I mean, the difference with all of this too is like the Bills' schedule is very soft, but the Bills have credibility. The Bills have been there and done this for years. You know how good they are. So the expectation is, yeah, they should beat a team when they're favored by 12.5. They're going to be favored by 16.5 or around that number by Sunday against New Orleans, where Pittsburgh doesn't have that credibility. So when they're struggling, you're like, yeah, they're struggling. That's not good. Where for the Bills, it's like, it's September. They'll be just fine. But they're starting to accumulate wins where the rest of the AFC North kind of is, but that's probably going to start to slow down here.
Yeah, and this happened last year too, where the Ravens were staring up at everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they won their division relatively comfortably. So that's just what it is. I would like to see the Ravens a little more in that struggle bus because of the fact that 1-3 is harder to claw out of, yes, but also this is with the one seed in mind.
Mm-hmm.
I ultimately don't fear any one team in the postseason, like which is the framed question that we have on Twitter. Because you are also, with the Buffalo Bills, a team to be feared. Granted, I know in Kansas City that's not the case. They don't fear the Bills. They don't fear anyone, as a matter of fact. But when you look around the league, who's the team that always challenges Kansas City in the playoffs? Who's the team that gives you probably the game of the year in the postseason? It's the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this all the time. They are who they are. And who they are is an unfortunate story of a powerhouse that cannot break through. Maybe the one seed changes that.
It's what we've been talking about most of the offseason leading into the season was it's the one thing you haven't done in the regular season. It's the one thing. Maybe that is the difference from getting over a Baltimore or, more importantly, a Kansas City to get to your first Super Bowl in this run.
And if the playoffs started today, they'd still not have the one seed.
Is that because of point differential?
It's because of point differential, and it's also because of Daniel Jones and the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Shane Steichen might have it as a head coach. 803-0550, the number to call. Let's go to the phones here before our first timeout. CJ is with us first up today. CJ, how we doing?
Hey, guys. Morning. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Good. So I called you guys week one after the Bills game when we beat Baltimore, and you know we were talking about how you know the Bills gave up 40 that game, but Baltimore mm-hmm. gave up 41. And then last night, I mean, Detroit's offensive line was just bullying Baltimore's front. I mean, they were moving guys around. I think Montgomery had like 12 yards of carry after the game ended last night. I mean, and he's not Jahmyr Gibbs. He doesn't have breakaway speed. So they're just creating holes for him to just, you know, burst right through. I mean, is Baltimore the team to even fear now as our opponent going into the playoffs? You know, it's week four, right? So there's still, you know, three quarters of the season left. But, I mean, I don't think Baltimore is the big bad Baltimore that they have been in years past. Obviously, Lamar is the top three quarterback in the league. He's still unbelievable. But, you know, the whole reason why we were scared of Baltimore is because they had the defense to be able to keep up with their offense. But I don't think they have that team anymore to be able to hold teams to under 20. I just don't think they have the talent. I don't think schematically they're doing things well. I mean, I'd be more worried about Kansas City or the Chargers coming into here than Baltimore, I think, at this point. So I don't think it's too crazy to think like that.
Yeah, CJ, thanks for the call. I kind of like where your head's at, where, you know, now we've moved off of that week one. It, you know, it's no longer mirage. Now we're starting to see trends and where teams are at. I would also say for Baltimore, the thing that worried me about Baltimore was not always their defense. I thought the Bills could score with them. They've had struggles before week one, but I always thought they could keep up and score with them. It was Henry. But since that week one game,
it hasn't been good.
Hasn't been great. And he also keeps fumbling in rather crucial times. Now twice this year he's had a fumble in the fourth quarter leading into a massive drive for the other team. And to that point with their defense, there is no organization that has better PR. There are world leaders that have worse PR than the Baltimore Ravens have when it comes to promoting their players.
Right.
They will still wind up with like four Pro Bowlers on defense. That they are giving up a bunch of points. They are only beaten now by what has been argued a historically bad defense in the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins, the three games, have given up 97 points. through the same amount of games, Baltimore has given up one less point, 96. They are giving up a ton of points. They're not getting off the field on third down. It's not like this historically bad pop. Like, I think Miami's like 60% not getting off the field. But they're giving up a lot of passing yards. A lot of passing yards. And to CJ's point as well, David Montgomery doesn't necessarily have breakaway speed. We saw it on that 72-yard run. He should have scored. But yeah. He ran out of gas. But I think Mina Kimes tweeted out this morning, the Ravens right now, even after week one where James Cook kind of didn't get going and eventually got going for the Bills, they're still 31st in successive run plays. Or in success rate, excuse me. Like, so the defense really is not good at all, especially with a lot of like the star power you do hear they have. Now that could point to once they get Van Noy back and Nnamdi Matabuke, like, you know, maybe it could all be, you know, fixed, and that might absolutely be true. It could be the same kind of situation that we're seeing with Kansas City. It could also point to last year, before they moved Kyle Hamilton, they were a bad defense. And now maybe the same will be true of Detmore put a Band-Aid on a wound that needs serious stitches.
And that is why when I say I'm okay with the Ravens being the team that goes to 1-3, it's about the one seed. I have no respect for the Ravens division, but the Ravens are also a defense that is bad enough right now that it's going to limit them from getting to the one seed. And I would like any and all advantages.
Mm-hmm. 803-0550, the number two call. We've got primetime performers coming up at 11 o'clock. Very fun weekend in the NFL. We'll get to that again at 11 o'clock. The Sabres play again tonight at home against Columbus, pregame at 6 for a 7 p.m. puck drop. And, of course, we'll keep going on this. Which team, if any of them, are you most worried about when it comes to Baltimore, the Chiefs? Are the Chargers entering that for you? Would love to hear your thoughts as the Bills will begin their week getting ready to play the Saints tomorrow with the first injury report. Today, though, the Bills do have off. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.